T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chilling TLC at 95.9. Bob FM playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever. Daniel is here. Daniel Vildesol with the City Cali County Health Department. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are
things
you doing?
Things doing all right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Going all right. Getting ready for the health and safety fair.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm sure, which is coming up Saturday.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon there at the Ag Building right here in Arc City.
Going to have prizes. One of the things you said that I thought was super exciting is that the air ambulance is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Those things are very cool. So Eagle Med going to have that there, and you'll be able to get a look inside it, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We had it there a couple years ago, which was great, getting to watch it land and take off and everything.
Yeah, of course.
So it's going to be landing probably around 10 a.m.-ish is kind of what they're aiming for, at least provided they aren't, you know,
right.
called away on
sure.
the business.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's always a thing that with them, you know, when they get called, they have to kind of have to go.
Right,
that's,
exactly.
So very neat.
Don't blame them for canceling if that's the case. But it's an impressive piece of machinery, especially watching it land, watching it take off. They are.
I don't know if you've ever talked to the folks that pilot those too. Their experience usually, I mean, they usually have some kind of either military experience or some kind of. You know, they've flown in extreme situations, and the qualifications are pretty crazy. So Health and Safety Fair coming up, Agribusiness Building, 9 a.m. to noon, and we will have prizes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What will the City Cali County Health Department be doing out there?
What we'll be doing? Well, we'll, of course, be offering kind of our insight into our services, what we do in the community.
Of course.
We also got we're also going to be setting up a special recording session, so similar to what we did last year. So it'd be nice if you want to appear on our health department podcast, you should
all
swing
right.
by our
right,
booth.
I'll swing by and stop in.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. And also, some folks kind of giving you an idea about their services too. There'll be hearing tests, did you say, some screenings?
Yes, I believe so. I think it is going to be Precision Hearing Solutions. I believe they're going to be offering hearing tests and screenings there at the fair, and I think William Newton Hospital is also going to be present setting up, and I think they're going to be offering an array of screenings as well.
Okay, all right. So an opportunity, really, if you maybe have some health concerns, or maybe you think you're healthy or whatever, but you need to kind of get a better idea where you are there, you can get some advice and definitely get some screenings, which are helpful too, right?
Always helpful, and the event is just great. It just allows you to kind of get in contact with a lot of the different organizations that work in the community. Can really help you connect with services you need, especially stuff that's going to keep you healthy and safe, of course.
And maybe make you a little less apprehensive to do it, because I know some people are like, oh, the doctor. I don't know if I want to go to the doctor. But this way, you know, you're kind of moving around booth to booth. Maybe you're picking up some freebies. You're entering for prizes. You're listening to the radio, all that good stuff. And at the same time, finding out a little bit of that information about what you could be doing to make yourself healthier.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a great time overall, I think, you know.
I wanted to ask about this, because there is a prize, it says, or like a ride to school.
Oh, yeah. So Winfield Fire Department's setting up, and their prize is really really kind of neat. So it's going to be a ride to school in a fire truck. Now, note that it has to be within Winfield City limits.
Within the Winfield City limits, yes.
But that is really cool, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to be the kid that won that.
I know, right?
Get to ride to school in a fire truck. That's pretty neat. So you can sign up for that. Going to do a drawing for it, I assume?
Yeah, we'll be doing the drawings the following week, just so we can make sure people can, you know, stop by and come and go as they please to the health and safety fair. So the prize drawings always take place the week after.
And I understand it, each booth has a giveaway, is that right? Or most of them have a prize package, something like that? Okay.
Yeah. Most of the organizations who've signed up are going to be offering or putting up prizes. And like you said, every table pretty much is going to have its fair share of nice, like,
I was going to say, what I remember, everybody, even if you're not giving away a prize or door prize per se, you've got, like, freebies that you give it away. There's notepads and pens and
exactly,
all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun. We're talking with Daniel Vildesol. He's with the City Cali County Health Department, and the Health Department has some prizes too. What are you all giving away?
Oh, we're giving away a really nice little JBL Bluetooth speaker. Really nice little number. This really really cool weather radio, but it's also like a power bank and everything, so it's really good for storm season, you know. And then, of course, it's a 400-piece first aid kit. Really nice. Good to have around, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the serious stuff.
Oh,
that's
not
like the little one you got at the house. This is a nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, definitely, you know, we want to make sure our prizes are related to that health and safety theme.
Sure.
Know?
And I guess what you would really say is, folks, come on out. If you haven't been before, you thought to yourself, I'm going to go, and then you didn't make it last year, a good opportunity to meet with folks. And, you know, I look with the people that are going to be here. I mean, it's like William Newton Hospital, you mentioned before, Integris Health with Ponca City, Rise Cowley going to be there, Aetna. Lots of different opportunities for all sorts of different things. And the hearing screenings, of course, and all the screenings will be important to you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great time. You know, stop on by and see if we can't get you hooked up with some services that might help, you know?
Sure. A lot of work goes into this, too.
It does, so, yeah.
Yeah. I think as the public information officer, you know that probably better than anybody. There's a lot to do.
There is,
folks
there
all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. It's always a lot of work, but it's always very rewarding, you know? It's nice seeing the event go off, watching people have a great time there. So we're always happy to put this on every year, you know?
9 a.m. to noon. That is at the Agribusiness Building. And just show up. There's nothing I'm paying for, right?
Nope. Doesn't cost anything to enter. Just come on in and, enjoy the show.
Yeah. It's all free service that day.
Yeah.
Free opportunities to meet people and find out what you need to know about healthcare and all of it.
Right.
City, Cali County Health Department putting that on. That is Daniel. And anything else we need to know before...
Oh, yes.
We get to Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Just one more thing we want to plug here is the health department is that tonight is Arc City's enrollment night for the middle school. It's going to be from 4:30 to 7. So we'll be present there. So if you want to get your kid shots taken care of early, nice and early, just stop by, give us a visit there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That goes on tonight then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, tonight.
All right.
And, gets you ahead of the game, right?
Always so many things going on, it feels like.
Oh, absolutely.
Constantly something.
Yeah.
So, well, good luck to you at the Health and Safety Fair. I hope that goes well, and we'll be there broadcasting live. I should mention that, 9 a.m. to noon. And we'll talk to folks, too. We'll be talking to plenty of folks. You'll have to sit in with us, too, Daniel, and talk with us. But Eagleman going to be there. That's the thing I'm most excited about.
Yeah, the helicopter is
going to
be very cool.
That attracts people big time.
It does, yeah.
I've been there when those things have landed before, and it's just... Their mobility and their, you know, the way they can just get into the tight spaces and stuff, it's so fun to see.
It's crazy. And if you haven't been up close to a helicopter, it's definitely a great opportunity to do so. Yeah,
absolutely. That will be on Saturday, Health and Safety Fair, Agribusiness Building in Arc City. Daniel, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. We'll be back. Weather and music on the way, 95.9 Bob FM. You keep it right here.